Tips from J.J. Keller and Associates Incorporated on drugs and alcohol. Refusal of a reasonable suspicion test. Did you know that a company with a DOT testing program has at least one person trained to spot CDL drivers that are using drugs or misusing alcohol? This supervisor has been given authority by the company to approach drivers in order to send them for a DOT reasonable suspicion test. This request is based on a driver's appearance, speech, body odors, and/or behaviors. A driver that's approached by a supervisor must go for testing. Refusing to go is considered a refusal to test, which holds the same consequences as a positive test result. Admitting to the alcohol or drug use when approached in an attempt to get out of testing does not make the problem go away. Instead, the company now has actual knowledge of a violation, which means the driver must go through the SAP program just like someone testing positive. This tip brought to you by J.J. Keller and Associates Incorporated. Visit us on jjkeller.com.